Welcome to Rambam on the line. What Pilchus Nazir is Perk V. Amar Eni Nazir Reza Megaleach Teglachav Tahara Yomecha Deshloshim. If a person says I'm a Nazir, so he cuts his hair when he's pure, he hasn't been defiled or anything. He cuts it on the 31st day. Gilach Miyom Shloshim Yot, if he did it on the 30th day, he fulfills his obligation. Amar Eni Nazir Shloshim Yom, if he said I'm a Nazir for 30 days, it means a full 30 days, and Megaleach Alav Yomecha Deshloshim, then he must cut his hair only on the 31st day. Beis Nishanazir Shtei Nazirios, if a man vowed to be another twice, Megaleach Rishonah Biyomecha Deshloshim, so he cuts his hair off for the first time on the 31st day, V'Sashniya Biyomecha Deshishim, and the second one on the 61st day. In other words, the 31st day in which he cuts his hair counts as the first day of the new Nazirus. Gilach Rishonah Yom Shloshim, if he cut the first on the 30th day, then he cut the second on the 60th day. Because you start counting on the 30th. If he did it on the 59th day, it does count. Because the 30th day does count even for the second Nazirus. So the 59th is the 30th day of the second Nazirus. So even though he should wait for the 31st on the 60th, but it's still valid if he did it on the 59th. If a person says, I'm a Nazir and a Nazir when I have a son, and he began his Nazirus, and then he had a son, so he completes this first one first, and then he counts the one for his son. In other words, what he accepts upon himself is to be a Nazir, and another when his son would be born. So he does his first, and then the one for the birth of his son. Amar, if he said, Areni Nazir Kishili Ben, he said, first, I'm a Nazir when I have a son. Then, Vareni Nazir Kach V'Kach Yom. Then I'm a Nazir so many days. Vizchol Nazir Shalo, V'Kach Nalolo Ben. Then he started his Nazirus first, and then the son was born. Posek Nazir Shalo, he interrupts his Nazirus. Amona Shobanoli starts counting that of his son. Then he completes his days, and he cuts off his hair and brings the sacrifices and so on. So they're all both considered like one Nazirus. Therefore, if he becomes Tommy in the midst of the Nazirus of his son, so all of it is undone, even his own Nazirus. Since he started his, and he's going to have to finish his after his son, so if he became Tommy in the middle of his son's, what he did of his is also not counted and nullified. However, Nitma Achan Nazirus Beno, if he already finished the Nazirus of his son, because his Lash and Naziruso, now he started completing his Nazirus that he had started before his son was born, in a Selser, Elad Nazirus Beno. So it falls off only the kill the Nazirus of his son, since he already finished the Nazirus of his son and cut off his hair for that. Therefore, he wouldn't even have to subtract what he counted of his originally. He only subtracts until the end of the Nazirus of his son. And how many days does he complete his? If there's 30 days or more of his pledge of Nazirus left over after his son was born, Mon Nazirus Beno, then he counts the Nazirus of his son, and he completes the amount of days that he had left over from his. However, if there is less than 30 days of his left over, Mon Shloshim Achan Nazirus Beno, then he must count a full 30 after the Nazirus of his son, because there isn't between a haircutting and a haircutting less than 30 days. And since at the end of a son's haircutting he has to cut his hair, and then at the end of his haircutting he has to cut his hair, so there has to be at least 30 days there. Dalet Ketzad. Now the Rambam explains in more detail. Omer, if someone says, Vareni Nazir Kishili Bein, Vareni Nazir Me'ayom. I'm a Nazir when I have a son, and I'm a Nazir for 100 days. V'yizchom B'Nazir Shalom V'Nolod Lo Bein. Then he started counting his Nazirus, and he had a son. Nishu B'Nameya Shanada Shloshim Yom. If of the 100 that he vowed, there are 30 days left over, or yotzer or more, kishnolad abein, when the son is born, lo hitz klum, he loses nothing. Shepozing nazir shalo, he stops, he interrupts his original nazirus,
Umaslamonis Shelbano, then he counts that of his son. Umagaleach, he cuts his hair off after his son's period is over. Umaydi Karbonos, he brings the sacrifices. Then he completes the 30 or more that he has of his nazirus, and he shaves for his nazirus. If there's less than 30 left over, so they fall off until 70. Let's say there was 80, he did 70 already, there's only 10 left over, those 10 fall off, he gets back to 70, because he has to have another 30 days. Now the Rambam gives an example. Ketzad. Nola de ben biyom shmonim. Let's say the son, he made 100 days of vow, and the son was born on the 80th day. Mona shobano, so he counts for his son. Umashim shobano v'galeich, he finishes it, he cuts his hair off. Umashim limnos mi'achat teklach shloshim yom. Now there's only 20 days left, so he has to count 30 days. Nitzamavsim v'kodim v'voled asar yomim shem yom shivim v'voled. So he loses 10 days. From the 70 days until the day of the birth of a son. Those 10 days are lost. The same would be true in any similar case. If the person says, I'm a nazir after 20 days. And then he says, I'm a nazir from now on, 100 days. So he counts 20 days. In other words, 20 of the 100. Uposek, he interrupts the 100, doesn't cut his hair off. Umasalim Meshloshim, she had Nazir Shinod Alachar Ephraim. Then he starts counting the 30, which is the Nazir that he vowed after 20. Vachashloshim Megalayat Eglachas Tara. Then after the 30, he cuts his hair off in purity. Or maybe Kovanos, if he brings the sacrifices. Vachosim on a Shmonim Yom, and then he counts another 80 days. Kilahashim Ameh Shinod Abasov, in order to complete the 100 that he vowed at the end. Magalayach, or maybe Kabbalah, then he cuts his hair and brings the sacrifices. If he said, I'm another after 20 days, and another from now on. So he counts 30 days to be another now. Magalayach, Taglachas Tahara, and he counts, and he cuts his hair off in the state of purity. Then he counts another 30 days, which are the Nazirus that he vowed after 20. Since he started being a nazir right away, he has to count the first 30 days first. Because if he doesn't, if he counts 20 days now, and then 30 days of the second one, he'll have to count 30 all over again, because the 10 days aren't enough to count a nazir. So that's why the Rambam says he should count the 30 days first. Then, because on the Shloshim Yom, in other words, he doesn't start the next 30 days after 20, but he has to wait till 30, then he counts the second 30 days. But Nazir Shinod Lachar Esim, that's the Nazir that he vowed after 20 days. Shem Tovim, Mon Esim Posek, Mon Shloshim Megaleach, if you say, count 20, stop, count 30, shave. Nishar Min Nazir Shinod Lachar Yom Bavad, there's only 10 days left over of the original Naziris. Vein Vein Teklach of Tahar, Teklach of Tahar, Lalam Bosom Shloshim Yom. And there is never between the haircut in the state of purity to another haircut in the state of purity, less than 30 days, here there'd only be 10, so he has to finish the first one first. If he said, I'm a nazir after 20 days, and then he said, I'm a nazir forever from now on, so the first nazirus that he made never falls upon him, since the second nazirus, which is forever, begins before the 20 days, so there's no room for that nazirus to fall. Similarly, if he said, I'm a nazir after 20 days, and then he said, I am a regular nazir from now on. And Magaleach Nazir Zushinada Bachrona, he cannot cut his hair off for this vow that he made at the end. He is a nazir, but he can't cut his hair off because now he's a nazir Shimshon who can't cut his hair, except for the end of the year, as we said previously. Mishama Reini Nazir Yomech Lefne Misasi. If a person said, I'm a nazir one day before I die, so he's forbidden to drink wine or to make himself tamei or cut his hair forever. If someone says, I'm a nazir the day that the son of David, Mashiach, comes. If it's on a weekday, he's always forbidden. Mashiach could come any time. If it's on a Shabbos or on a Yom Tov, also Shabbos or also Yom Tov Mutter, that Shabbos or that Yom Tov is permitted. And from that day on, it's forbidden forever. And why are the first days it not a nazir, and on the subsequent Shabbosim it is? So The Rambam explains. There's a question as to whether Mashiach can come on Shabbos and Yontov or not. Since it's a suffix on the day that he made the vow, if it's on a Shabbos and a Yontov, the Naziris never fell upon him. Because when there's a doubt in Naziris, you're lenient. From then on, the Naziris is there already. The upcoming Shabbos, which is a doubt, does not exclude or take away the Naziris, which has already fallen upon him. Another whose time is up and who did not cut his hair off in purity. So he may not do any of the things. He can't cut his hair, drink wine, defile to the dead, and all of the other, like before, with all of the other laws of Naziris. If he cut his hair or drank wine or became tameh, then he is flogged. If a person made a vow to be a nazir and thought that it wasn't a valid vow, and he didn't fulfill his vow and he drank wine, and after a while he asked the sage and the sage told him that it was a valid vow and he's obligated to do the nazirus. So he counts from the time that he made the vow. Since he was inadvertently breaking the Naziris. But if he sold from Shiina Gisak Yom Shadog Vemheter, however, by rabbinic law, he has to add the additional amount of days with the prohibition of wine corresponding to the days in which he did drink the wine previously. He made a vow for 30 days. For 10 days, he wasn't keeping it because he didn't realize it. And then for 20 days, he kept it. Then after 30 days, the sage said it's forbidden. So from the day that he has to make up 10 days, corresponding to the 10 days which he didn't observe. If he drank or cut his hair or was tummy in these 10 days, you flog him by rabbinic law. When does this apply? For a small Naziris of 30 days. Ava b'Naziris, Meruba, but with a long Naziris, Dayashinik Shoshimiyam b'Naziris, and he made a mistake and didn't realize it was forbidden to drink wine, it's enough for him to make it up with 30 days of Naziris. Apishava Naziris and Meruba kol yamav, even though he transgressed all of his days on the longer Naziris. Lona gisabatsno, enis kakim lo klau. If he did not fulfill the rabbinic law and make up the days of prohibition, then the sages do not seek to nullify this vow at all, even if they have a way of nullifying it. Any basin that would nullify the vow of such a person as previously mentioned, or the like, or any basin that tells people who are not careful in their vows that they're not liable by Torah law, and they tell them that it's not really a Torah law, or they tell them to be lenient concerning vows. Or they tell them, we'll find you an excuse, we'll find you a way out. And not and also based in a hedjet. Such an incompetent person should be excommunicated. If a woman vowed to be a nazir, the days of her Naziris are over. She brought her sacrifices. One of the animals was slaughtered already. The blood was sprinkled. Then her husband found out about it. Even if she hasn't shaved her hair yet, and the Yochel Hafer, he can no longer nullify the Naziris, which ordinarily he has the power to do, but not here. From Kodem Zrika is the offer. If it's before the blood of the sacrifice was sprinkled, he may still annul the Naziris. The Medvah Memorim, when does this apply? B'tik Lachas Tahara. If we're talking about the cutting of the hair in a state of purity. Ava B'tik Lachas Tuma. But if it's the cutting of the hair when she has been defiled, which her Naziris falls off, and she has to bring sacrifices and start all over again, Yofri may null it, even though the sacrifices of the offering of Tumah were brought, because she would still have to count another Naziris, and he can say, I don't want my wife doing a Naziris. And since she would have to recount it, he then has the right to nullify the vow.